Coming up in a couple of days down in New Mexico, there's going to be a symposium at the wall talking about cartels, human trafficking, the fake asylum requests, the fraudulent use of children that do not belong to people as they claim that are their children. And there's going to be a lot of big names down there. Congressman Louie Gohmert will be there. Steve Bannon will be there. Candace Owens and others, this symposium at the wall talking about border security and all of the things that are going on. Another one of those that will be in attendance, former Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark. He joins me here on the program today. Sheriff, welcome back.
My pleasure to be on with you.
Let me focus on this first and foremost. I've heard members of the squad, as they are called, telling us that, you know, our law enforcement professionals at the border are rapists, killers, abusers that make people drink out of toilets, refuse to have them brush their teeth, don't let them take showers, and all of this other stuff while they shove them into cages and paint this horrific picture. And also, by the way, calling what we have set up on the border concentration camps. As a law enforcement professional yourself, that must be the most grotesque and offensive thing that you have heard to date when it comes to the border. Yes or no?
Yes, I call them the goon squad. You know, these are men and women I'm talking about in the border patrol. They put on that uniform every day to go out and protect and defend the borders of the United States. They risk their lives. There have been border patrol agents that have been killed in the line of duty. And to use them as a political pawn like that, I find disgusting, downright disgusting, to besmirch and smear their character, their reputation. They're doing a great job. They're doing it under great odds. They're under-resourced. They're kind of like trying to take a drink from a fire hose right now. And the Congress, this goon squad that you're talking about, instead of doing their job and giving them the appropriations, the funds and the resources to get that difficult job done, they're using them as political pawns.
They're also throwing whenever possible, and this galls me. And I'm sure it galls you. Every time somebody disagrees with a Democrat today or a liberal or a socialist, they throw the race card. Nothing different on the southern border. America's law enforcement professionals are all racist as well, even though many are black, many are Hispanic, doesn't matter. They throw the race card anyway because they are abusing children and allowing children to, and all of this nonsense. The race card in America has been used so frequently in the last 2 years, I think it's almost meaningless at this point. Your thoughts?
It's not almost meaningless. It is meaningless. And the sooner that people realize when that's thrown your way to just smirk and laugh and get back to the thing that you want to talk about, the less effective it'll be. We still have, and the Democrats know this, there's still too many people on our side. I'm talking about the conservative side. That flee like their hair is on fire when they're called a racist or when they see it coming their way. And they're afraid of it. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's kind of like you're playing, you know, they call it the race card. I think people know the analogy that that's being used for. Someone throws down a deuce on the table. You throw down a 10 or a queen, you're going to trump that card. And, you know, the person looks and, boy, that didn't work. And that's the way you have to approach this sort of thing. You know, we're all on the right, Islamophobes. Misogynist. I'm talking about in terms of how the left sees us.
Sure.
You know, xenophobes, so on and so forth. It's all a big lie, but it's part of their game right now, their race politics game. They're all in on 2020 on identity politics.
I'm not seeing it working, though, Sheriff David Clark here with us. I'm not seeing it working. I'm looking at new polling numbers. The president continues to rise a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. A lot of that's on the economy, of course. And you look at everything that he's done, the First Step Act, or, you know, lowering unemployment and so forth. Those are all things that have benefited, you know, African-Americans, Hispanics, everybody. Anyhow, but back to the border. Obviously, this has been the great tug of war for this president. Headwinds ever since day one. We certainly need border security. He has been blocked at every turn. Finally, the Democrats had to give in on $4.6 billion of emergency aid for the border. But as you know, the squad, the goon squad, as you call them, didn't support that measure. Where are we with the border? What needs to happen, and how, more importantly, how do we get there?
All right, yeah, that's we're going to have to peel a few layers back on that. But let's dissect that a little bit. It is a crisis. The president was right. And I've been down there. I've been going down Thursday. It'll be my fourth time down there. The El Paso sector, the Rio Grande Valley sector, and the Big Bend sector. I've been up close. I've talked to ranchers. I've talked to landowners along the border. I've talked to the Border Patrol. I've had briefings from them as to what's going on. It is a mess. And not only is something going to have to be done, but it's going to have to be done quickly because things are falling apart. Our border is not sealed. The president's made that clear. The Democrats keep saying it is. It's not. Just the other day in Iowa, a guy who was twice deported from the country was back in the United States, and he committed a double murder. So those are the people, you know, that I get the chance to talk to who are, you know, I'm dealing with this on a daily basis. And so that's why I got involved in this venture. Brian Colfage, the visionary of We Build a Wall, called me and asked me to be on the board of advisors because of my expertise in the area of law enforcement and security. And I accepted. And so I've had some unique opportunities, but we're building the same type, actually better, but the same type bollard fencing. We're finding gaps in the wall on private property. Well, private owners of land are allowing us to do this. We're sealing the border. We're actually sealing, but we got a long way to go. We can't get this done without the help of the American people. This is all done because of the generosity of the American citizens' donation.
Also, I see that Tommy Fisher is on the list from Fisher Sand and Gravel, North Dakota, who has devised a wall system that is more cost-effective, lasts longer, works better, and so he'll be there as well to talk about that. But I want to touch on something that you just mentioned, Sheriff, and that is this, and that is the trash and the garbage. The environmental disaster that people seem to want to gloss over. The fact of the matter is, in Arizona and Texas and New Mexico, the amount of garbage, backpacks, water bottles, clothing, and just, you know, human waste and debris, it is an absolute environmental disaster in a fairly fragile ecosystem that nobody ever talks about.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, you know, I was there and I saw for myself, so I could do it. Not being filtered by the media and any kind of propaganda, needles you see soiled diapers. It's a mess. It really is. And but this is something that the Democrats are in denial of because of one reason and one reason only, politics. Stop Donald Trump. But the president has made this a major plank in his platform that he's going to do something about this border, but he needs the help of Congress. Congress has the authority when it comes to immigration. That's in the Constitution. But they won't do their job. But that's the reason why I stepped up to help rebuild the wall. We're doing down along the border what the federal government is unwilling or unable to do. And we're going to continue to do it as long as we have the money to do it. We're going to help this president. I think a second term would kind of seal it.
Yes.
For the president. I think they would have to kill him because they have another full 4 years. And he won't be, you know, they'll pull something. They're not going to allow him 4 years to lead this country. They're going to stuff in his way. They're going to throw things like they did the first term with the Russia collusion, and
they'll do anything they can, Sheriff, you know that. Yeah, they'll do anything they can. Sheriff David Clark here, former sheriff of Milwaukee, going to Symposium at the Wall. By the way, you can follow this live, thewallsymposium.com, thewallsymposium.com. Like I said, the sheriff will be there, Brian Colfage, Candace Owens, David Bossie, Ryan Fournier, a whole list of great folks. Sheriff, thank you so much for being here. Again, it's thewallsymposium.com. Look forward to hearing from you from down there.
My pleasure.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment
that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
Travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
She'll drive.